past Elmo and the lieutenant and came toward me. Silent joined her. Behind her came One-Eye, Goblin, Tracker, and Toad-Killer Dog. Those four still had the dust of the trail upon them. They had been on the plain for days, and I had been given no word. You talk about your trapdoor on your gallows dropping unexpectedly. For 15 seconds I stood there with my mouth open. Then I asked, "What do we do?" in a soft squeak. She startled me by taking my hand. "I bet and lost. I don't know. They're your people. Bluff." "Oh." Her eyes narrowed. Her stare fixed, became intense. Then a thin smile stretched her lips.
"I see."
"What?"
"Some answers. The shadow of what my husband is about. You have been manipulated more than you know. He anticipated being found out with his weather. Once he had your raven, he decided to bring your peasant girl to him."
"Yes.
I think..."
"Come." My old comrades did not appear hostile, only puzzled. The circle continued to close. The lady caught my hand again, led me to the base of Old Father Tree. She whispered,
"Let there be peace between us while you observe, Ancient One.
One comes whom you will remember of old." And to me, "There are many old shadows in the world. Some reach back to the dawn. Not big enough, they seldom draw attention like my husband or the Taken. Soulcatcher had minions who antedated the tree. They were interred with her. I told you I recognized the way those bodies were torn. I stood there in the bloody light of the fading sun, baffled all to hell. She might as well have been speaking Ukateli. Darling, Silent, One-Eye, and Goblin came right to us. Elmo and the lieutenant halted within a rock's throw, but Tracker and Toad-Killer Dog sort of melted into the crowd. "What is going on?" I signed at Darling, obviously frightened.
"That is what we want to find out. We have been getting disjointed, nonsensical reports from the Menhirs since Goblin, One-Eye, and Tracker reached the plain.
On one hand, Goblin and One-Eye confirm everything you told me, till you parted ways." I glanced at my two friends and saw no friendship there. Their eyes were cold and glassy, like somebody else had moved in behind them. "Company," Elmo called, without shouting. A pair of Taken aboard boat carpets cruised some distance away. They came no closer. The lady's hand twitched. She controlled herself otherwise. They remained far enough out not to be recognizable. "More than one pair of hands is stirring this stew," I said. "Silent, get to the point. Right now you're scaring the crap out of me." He signed, "The rumor is strong in the Empire that you have sold out, that you have brought someone high up here to assassinate Darling, maybe even one of the new Taken." I could not help grinning. The planters of rumors had not dared tell the whole tale. The grin convinced Silent. He knew me well, which I guess was why he was watching me. Darling, too, relaxed, but neither One-Eye nor Goblin softened. "What's wrong with these guys, Silent? They look like zombies."
"They say you sold them out, that Tracker saw you, that if—"
"Bullshit! Where the hell is Tracker? Get that big stupid son of a bitch out.